This is once again the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, happy Friday. It is the weekend, folks. Well, not quite, but Friday, it's going to be the weekend here in about 10 hours, October 18th, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, it's football coming up tomorrow night, women's volleyball, women's soccer, and coming soon, men's and women's basketball. Golf has been in action here between men's and women's teams, cross country, all things above out there on the campus of Manhattan, Kansas. And this is the postcast of volleyball. We'll get to soccer later in the day because I also have to record a West Virginia preview as well. So a lot to get to here. I had to take care of some business before taking care of some podcast business. But anyways, but seriously, no. The postcast volleyball last night, K-State taking Kansas to the limit, but falling short in five sets there. KU again was eighth in the country. This was a road game. And remember, K-State had a three-game winning streak coming into this matchup, the Dillon Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence, Kansas there. And for the fourth consecutive match, though, they took an opponent to fifth set. But this time, did not pull off the upset there. Ended up losing the first set, 25-19. And then winning the second set in dominating fashion there, 25-15 there. And then, of course, lost set 3, 25-22. This was really a close seesaw, back and forth matchups. Set 4, they won that to force a fifth set, again, 25-20, and then 15-10, Kansas pulled it out. They're in bad news here for the Cats. Case, at least KU on the volleyball side extended their winning streak against the Cats to 7 there as they held K-State to under 200 hitting efficiency in this game there. But another personal milestone was reached for Kansas State women's volleyball, Aaliyah Carter. Not, no surprise, 1,612 career kill moves her to third in K-State school history there. Again, for those that are new to this podcast that don't follow much about volleyball or been in and out or is fresh to the volleyball scene, Aaliyah Carter is from Dubuque, Iowa. She passed Dawn Katie and now sits there with 1,625 career kills now. She is 21 away from getting the second in that list. So Aaliyah Carter continuing to climb the ranks of that category out there. Meg Brown had 10 kills on the night in her ninth match, reaching double figures there. Brenna Schmidt led the squad with a 385 clip there, 7 kills on 13 swings, excuse me. 13 swings, while Shaylee Myers added 9 more. Ella Larkin, her fourth match with 20 digs or more. She finished with a match-high 26. Simone Simmons right behind her, adding 15 there as well. So, yeah, K-State nearly did it again, but fall short. And I knew with the momentum they had, you know, you had an opportunity. Well, you know, hey, you know, they taking other teams to the limit. You know, this is your rival. And we know how these things go with rivalries. I mean, just throw out the rankings out of the picture when K-State, KU get together or any other rivalry, Arizona State. You get what I'm saying. See, right? But next up, this was a little tough stretch, though, for K-State here. Next up is Utah next week, I believe. Yeah, Utah next week. That is a home game. So K-State, they here lately, anyways, the women's volleyball team is playing a lot better volleyball here. So who knows? We know how they play at Morgan Family Arena, at least for last year now. Hopefully they can get that, recapture some of that magic back from what they did last year. They'll host Utah next week, October 24th. There as well. Jason Mansfield. Oh, by the way, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eighth-ranked KU escapes 3, Kansas State 2. Jason Mansfield, quote, first, I want to congratulate KU. They played like a top 10 team tonight, especially on defense. It seemed like they won every long rally. I'm really proud of our fight, though, especially after Liz went down. Liz Gorjowski, ooh, man. We played some of our best volleyball in stretches. We just need to continue to do it more often and control the things we can control better. We showed tonight that we can compete against top teams. I feel like we continue to improve, and that's what we need to keep moving forward, end quote. There. Yeah, that's what I said, man. I mean, look at these last four matches. K-State women's volleyball has played very well. And yes, they lost this, but you took a top 10 opponent to the limit. We've seen this now for pretty much four straight games, even though K-State could not extend their winning streak in this conference. But that's a huge loss there. Look, Liz Gorjowski has been playing well in that stretch. That's a big loss for them. Again, those are just tuning in. I don't know the extent of this injury right now. I don't know how she got hurt or whatnot, but that's very unfortunate. Hopefully, prayers out to her. Hope she can come back soon. But in the meantime, you're going to have other Liz's teammates going to have to step up right now. And you're going to have some time. That Utah game is next week. I'm trying to think what day that is as I'm approaching something as well. I think that might be next Wednesday or Thursday off the top of my head. Again, I have to double check on that. But, yeah, so, but I'm not disappointed at all. I mean, this is as best you can play. But, hey, I mean, when you're going against a top 10 opponent like that, so K-State's winning streak comes to a close last night in Lawrence, Kansas, in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. Do these two teams play again? I'm not sure. I don't have their schedule pulled up at the moment. But Aaliyah Carter continues to move up in the kills list of K-State school history. So I think, yeah, Carter, I don't know who's the leader right now, but in how many that person's got. but Carter coming back for her extra year. Is achieving some personal goals, but again, I think if I were to talk to her, I definitely think she will take wins right now over her personal achievements right now. K-State, oh, by the way, let's do the 8th-ranked KU first. 15-1 now, undefeated in the Big 12 Conference. This loss, 3-2 of K-State. K-State, your Wildcats now, their 10th loss of 2024. 6-10. 4-3. More importantly, though, 4-3 in the conference play. They host Utah next week. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, or free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. A lot more K-State content is coming your way this weekend as we get you caught up with women's soccer and, of course, football. A big matchup up northeast against West Virginia tomorrow night. Huge matchup there. I'll have a preview out here in a little while, probably by tonight, as I get you ready for that game as well. And, of course, our bonus channel. Let's don't forget about that Podbean app, Greer 380s Podcast, that channel, Greer 380s Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast there. Shooting at Monday. We're going to take a look around the horn with myself, of course, and Alex Ain. We haven't heard from him in a few weeks because of postseason baseball or other things. So we will get that set there, if hopefully for next week, as early as Monday there as well. We'll take a look at Ground Horn, get Alex's thoughts on not only just football, but of course women's soccer and women's volleyball. And we're approaching men's and women's basketball here, which is really around the corner as well. So I'm really anxious to see these teams on the men's and women's basketball side, especially women's basketball. I've been meaning to get to them. So, again, a lot more coverage of K-State sports coming your way this weekend. But right now, that's going to do it for this Dillon Sunflower edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, women's volleyball style here. K-State could not extend their winning streak. Just fell a bit short, taking 8th-ranked KU to the limit. Kansas, 3. Kansas State, 2. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all next time. Cats.